Now, the United States has given approval for the foreign-backed Syrian opposition to open a formal diplomatic mission in Washington. The State Department says the office won't be an embassy, but will work as a foreign mission under the U.S. law. The Obama administration has also pledged to increase its assistance to the so-called Syrian National Council by $27 million. The announcement comes ahead of meetings this week between senior U.S. officials and the leader of the SNC, Ahmed al-Jarba. The United States recognized the council as a legitimate representative of the Syrian people back in 2012, but until now, it has only been represented by an informal liaison office. U.S. officials say the upgrade in status will give the Syrian opposition greater credibility in Washington. Joining us now is Lawrence Freeman with the Executive Intelligence Review, and he joins us via Skype from Baltimore. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Freeman. Now, this upgrade in status, what kind of legal ramifications does this have both for the SNC and the way the U.S. interacts with it?
The main effect of the upgrade is political. The United States is looking at a failed policy towards Syria. The forces of the government, of the president, Assad, have been making significant gains. There's an election scheduled for, I guess, June of this year, and the opposition is in bad shape. And this has killed hundreds of thousands of people and displaced millions for the purpose of regime change by the Obama administration, and it's a disaster. And now they're trying to figure out a way to give more political support and probably military support, if they can, to the opposition because they see themselves losing ground significantly.
Now, this move also comes with an increase of $27 million in assistance to the SNC. Now, this is for a council which is not elected by the Syrian people and not recognized by many, and also at a time when Syrian refugees are in dire condition and the host countries are calling for aid, are calling for help, but are not receiving any.
Correct. There are people in Washington, there are former diplomats now, who are speaking out, and military and intelligence people, that it would be a grave mistake for the United States to escalate military support for the opposition and to get rid of the current government and bring the Al-Qaeda Sunni terrorist into control. And this is a very real concern because this will be the worst possible government. On the other hand, the United States and Obama and the British have put so much stake in overthrowing the government that they have not been able to change, they won't change the policy. And this is the same policy we see throughout the world. We're not helping countries, we're not developing countries, we're not helping the people. We are involved in regime change, geopolitical games that are very deadly and very dangerous. And so this is a form of political support for the opposition against the government, and it's significant. And we don't even know how much money is being spent through Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other forces with the U.S. in arming the insurgents. But clearly, this is they are on the defensive, and the U.S. is doing what it can, it believes, to promote their cause, which would actually be very, very bad for Syria and the Middle East.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That was Lawrence Freeman with the Executive Intelligence Review joining us from Baltimore. Mr. Freeman, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.